passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Many environmentalists are anti-incinerators, but if we're running out of landfill, what's so wrong with burning our waste? Shasha Khan is from the Green Party in Croydon, and he believes there are three key reasons why incinerators are a bad idea: money, health, and the environment.
If I start with the economic aspect, the first thing about these incinerators, they are quite large scale, and it's essentially a solution to the problem of continuously sending waste to landfill. Obviously, we know that rotting vegetation in the landfill areas would create greenhouse gas emissions. So the European Union rightfully introduced legislation under the EU Waste Directive to reduce the amount of landfill. But what has happened is that the private contractors, the waste contractors, have lobbied governments, and as a result, you've got a situation where we are choosing, rather than to reuse and recycle and compost, the option to burn essentially has taken precedence. With regard to the economic aspect of it, is that the actual deals that are struck with councils are the use of PFI contracts. If I give you an example, if an incinerator costs £250 million to build, essentially PFI contracts are like hire purchase agreements. The council would be required to sometimes pay four times that value of £250 million over 25 to 35 years, which are the length of these contracts. The council is essentially required to pay £2.25 million worth of waste, regardless if they manage to reduce the levels of waste. And what's actually happened, for example, in Switzerland, is that they're having to import waste to feed their waste incinerators. There is another issue with the economic side of things, is that the job issue. Studies have shown from America, essentially, that per tonne of waste that is handled, if you incinerate it or landfill it, you're only creating about one job per tonne of waste. If you were to recycle it, processing recyclables, you'd create 10 jobs. And then if you took the loop further and reused and repackaged and put that back into the system, if you like, you create 25 jobs for that one tonne of waste. When it comes down to it, we live on a finite planet, and there's only a limited amount of raw materials that we can extract. And presently we have a system where we have extraction, production, distribution, and then consumption, and then disposal. And that's, if you like, a linear process. And what we need to do is bring that back to production and reuse materials. So that's essentially the economic side of things. The health side of things, there have been studies done about incinerators, and I think most people know that incinerators are going to be belching out gases which are going to be harmful. What's happening now, actually, is that the authorities are aware that incinerators aren't popular, so they've started to use different names for these incinerators. They're talking about things like gasification and pyrolysis, which are newer technologies, if you like, but the principle's still the same. So with these gases that are created, you're looking, you know, cancer rates going up, lung and kidney disease, heart disease, fetal development is affected, and infant mortality rates go up. So you take thousands of tons of waste and you turn them into millions and millions of tiny nanoparticles. And these nanoparticles are so tiny, they evade the most sophisticated monitoring systems. What there is at the moment is regulation for particles which are 10 microns right down to 2.5 microns. But these particles are smaller than 2.5 microns. And they're so tiny that they can be inhaled into the lungs, and then they get through the membrane of the lungs into the bloodstream and circulate around the body, and they can get through the blood-brain barrier into the brain. So they're incredibly harmful. The final aspect about why we shouldn't be going down the incinerator route is the environment aspect. What we are concerned about in the Green Party is the sustainability issue. We've got a finite planet, and waste should be regarded as a resource. With the environment, you've got the issue, first of all, of climate change. Studies have shown that when you build an incinerator, it creates a third more CO2 emissions than a gas-fired power station. I'm hoping that we'll be all across the country improving our recycling rates. And what will happen is that you will end up with a far greater value of fossil fuel derived plastics being put into incinerators, and that will again increase the amount of CO2 emissions into the atmosphere. got to remember that these contracts that the councils are almost forced to sign are 25 to 35 year contracts. It will be still rerunning right the way through towards 2045 to 2050. And there are about 50 to 60 of these incinerators planned around the country. There are actually, if you look at the UK Without Incineration Network website, there are 100 organisations, campaign groups trying to stop local incinerators. So if you've got these incinerators running right the way through towards the 2050s, you've got to remember that population of this on the planet is projected to be 9 billion around then. Demand for all these resources that we're presently using is going to be that much greater. We need to really address the situation about how we tackle resources and how to deal with resources and waste on a finite planet. And this is forgotten when these contracts are signed.
That's Shasha Khan from the Green Party. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.